Blog Talk Radio. darkness upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God, there is Ruach Elohim. He's the blast of God. He's the breath of God. He's the wind of God. The Lord is that Spirit. He is God, Ruach Elohim. And we welcome him here.
Your head, lift up your head. name be praised. When we come in your name, you are right within us, Emmanuel. Your name be praised. You are God with us, and the God who is in us, Emmanuel. Your name. We pray, Emmanuel.
There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Times and seasons in your hands. You called for light out of darkness. You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His deep, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to our AM Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. We bless and welcome you this morning in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Good morning, Spirit of the Living God. Good morning, Holy Ghost. Good morning, breath of Almighty God. We honor you and bless you this day and during this time and season of your awesome and mighty moves in our lives. In this I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Spirit of the living God, to release your anointing, release your love, power, and glory. Lord, embrace us in your love, in your prayer for your tangible presence to saturate the airways, saturate our hearts, release your glory in the morning, permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us, Almighty God, with your Holy Ghost and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and a lightning and lead us into God's holy paths and into paths of truth and righteousness. O Father God, we drink from the fountain that springs, river of life. Holy Spirit, descend upon us. Bring fresh holy manna from your holy throne room. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Spirit, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and this altar of prayers, this altar of praise, this altar of worship, O God, in the name of Jesus. Anoint it, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayers for every nation, tribe, and kindred. Let us magnify the Almighty God. Father, this morning we pray for signs and wonders and miracles, but most importantly for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for a most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. Thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now descending and ascending from and through your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings, your grace, your love, and your mercy in our lives. We bless you and we thank you. We adore you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Once again, I welcome you in the name of Jesus. Let us say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all kingdom, thy power and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely his goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Holy Spirit, move upon each and every one of us this morning. Our Father and our God, we praise and we thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and our God. We thank you for your manifold goodness and mercy. We thank you for your sustaining grace. We thank you for you are always faithful. Thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for the Holy Spirit who is teaching us, who is leading and guiding us. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and we love you. Take preeminence. Take complete control over this early morning devotion and every single detail of our life. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all that we have done that did not glorify your name. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins, that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, over the cyberspace, the network, this radio block, over our families, over our homes, over our ministry, over our children, over our grandchildren, over our nieces and our nephews, over each and every one under the sound of my voice. We claim all the unlimited benefits and breakthroughs, healing, deliverances that comes in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus over our lives and activate the resurrection power in the blood of Jesus in every single area of our lives. And in this early morning devotion, let the blood of Jesus be better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you, O God, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Father, we put the armor on our children, our spouses, our grandchildren, on all those that are connected to us. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We ask you, O God, to send your holy angels to minister to us, O God. O Father God, to help us, to assist us. Oh, we thank you for healing. We thank you for our deliverance. We thank you for restoration taking place even right now as we pray. We thank you for the empowerment of the Holy Spirit. We thank you that we walk by faith and not by sight. We thank you and we bless your name. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for each and every one. Under the sound of my voice, we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 Oriya masere koromasere koromase, hallelujah masere koromasere ko, hallelujah masere koromase, hallelujah masere koromasere koromase, hallelujah masere koromase. Oh yes, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oriya masere koromasere koromase, orkaya masere koromase. We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within it. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Uriya nekaya ma sere karama sere koromose. Oh, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Ere ma sere koromose. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Oh, that is within me, bless his holy name. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Ramo, Sere, Kayamaste. Hallelujah, Ramo, Sere, Kurumaste. Oh, Yamaste, Kurumaste, Kurumaste. Oh, yes, Lord, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We worship you, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Amen. Exodus 15, I'm going to read and I'm going to give you what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to us this morning in the name of Jesus. Just follow me in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. After the children of Israel had gone on the other side, hallelujah, Pharaoh's army is drowned in the Red Sea. Then let's start from verse 15. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord at 16. I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song. He is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his horse has he cast into the sea. It shows the captains also are drowned. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom of a storm. Thy right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemies. Hallelujah. Seen and unseen, O God. Known and unknown, O God. Your right hand has dashed our enemies in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Underline verse 6. And in thy greatness of thy excellency, in thy greatness, O God, in thy greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath which consumed them as stubble. In the greatness of thy excellency, O God, in thy greatness of thy excellency, Father, you have overthrown all our enemies, hallelujah, seen and unseen, known and unknown, that rose against us. You set forth your wrath, which consumed them as fire, and with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. Hallelujah. The enemy said, I will pursue them. Hallelujah. Your enemy said, I will pursue. I will overtake. I will divide us for my lust shall be satisfied upon them. And I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. I want you to know, listen, 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 listen. Your enemy has said, I will pursue her. Your seen and unseen enemy has said, I will pursue this family. Your seen and unseen enemy has said, I will pursue your children. Your seen and unseen enemy said, I will pursue your spouse. Your seen and unseen enemy have said, I will pursue them. I will overtake them. I will divide a spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hands shall destroy them. You see, the enemy gathered together, and they have come to a conclusion. They have come to a conclusion and say, I will pursue them. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoil. The spoil means your wealth. And my lust shall be satisfied upon them. And I will draw my sword. My hands shall destroy them. You see, the enemy always planning, who can fight Almighty God? And what did God do in verse 10? Thou didst blow with thy wind. Lord, hallelujah, blow with thy wind. God just blew with his wind. Father God, blew with your wind. Father, against our seen and unseen enemies, known and unknown enemies, blow with your wind. The Lord blew with his wind. The sea covered them. Let the sea cover our seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies. Let our enemies sink as lead in the mighty waters in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, blow your wind. Blow your wind. Oh, let your sea cover them. Oh, Father God, let them sing in the mighty waters in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That verse 11 says, who is like unto thee, O Lord? Hallelujah. Among the gods, hallelujah. Who is like thee? Glorious in holiness, full in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Thou didst stretch out thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray not only for myself, but for each and every one of us, seen and unseen, those who have gathered together in the name of Jesus, seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies. Father, stretch out your right hand and let the earth swallow them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, stretch out your right hand in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Let the earth swallow our seen and unseen, known and unknown enemies in the name of Jesus. Verse 13, thou in thy mercy has led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Father God, you have led us, your sons and daughter, you've redeemed us with the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, thou hast guided them in thy strength. Father, guide us in thy strength unto your holy habitation, in the name of Jesus. For shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestine. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let the neighbors and let everyone hear about us and be afraid, oh God. When God is for us, who can be against us? Verse 10 to 15, then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab tripling shall take hold of them. Oh, yes, yes, all the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall come upon our sin and our sin enemies. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be as still as a stone. Till thy people pass over, O Lord. Till thy people pass over which thou hast purchased. Which thou hast purchased. Hallelujah. You remember that Jesus Christ was slain before the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Whom thou hast purchased. Thou shalt bring them in and plant them in the mountain. Lord, you have brought us and plant us in the mountain of thy inheritance. In a place, O God, which thou hast made for us to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought again the waters upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. You see how what God had done. And the Bible says it's what the prophetess Miriam, the sister of Aaron, took Thimra in her hand. And all the women went after her with Thimra and dancing. There was a celebration. Hallelujah. A celebration. You see, when God has done these things for us, we got to celebrate and tell him. Even while we're waiting for the things to be done, we said we celebrate. And Miriam said, sing ye to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The Lord has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider have been thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They went into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness, and then they found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter, but the waters were bitter. Therefore, the name of the place is called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters. The waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statue and an ornament. And he proved them. Hallelujah. That tree. Hallelujah. What does that tree represent? Hallelujah. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That tree is a tree. Represents typology. Of Jesus Christ. He can take the bitterness and make it sweet. Why? Because of the precious blood. And he said, if thou wilt gently hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Edom, where 12 wells of water, 70 and 10 palm trees. Then they encamped by the waters. Father, in the name of Jesus, every one of your children this morning, we release them into the spiritual Edom, where there's 12 waters of well. Oh, Father God, and 40 palm trees. Father God, this is our resting place. Elam, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We've come into that place of rest. We've seen your salvation. We've seen all that you have done previously. So, Lord, we thank you for bringing us into a prophetic Elam. Begin to pray for yourself. I pray, thank you, Lord, for bringing my children to Elam, the prophetic Elam. Thank you, O God, for my children in Elam, my siblings in Elam, my spouses in spiritual Elam, my brothers and sisters in Elam. Thank you. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Palm trees represent victory. Hallelujah. The Bible says there were 3 and 10 palm trees. Palm trees, victory. Oh, Father God, the waters represent the river of life. And so, Lord, we thank you this morning for your word and info. We thank you for these prayers that will not take it lightly, but that we will pray, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless your name. We praise your name, O God. We thank you for bringing us into that prophetic Elam. We thank you for bringing us into the prophetic Elam, O God. We thank you, O God. Among the gods, who is like thee, glorious in holiness. Hallelujah. Use that scripture to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord, to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic Elam. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic Elam. Thank you for the waters. Thank you, Lord, for the favor. Holy Master. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Get your Holy Communion ready. We'll take it and then I'll let you go. In Jesus' name. Horia Masteriako. Hallelujah. Get your water, your crackers, or your crackers and your juice. Hallelujah. So that we can pray over it and you can take the Holy Sacrament. Hallelujah.
All those bad things I used to do, I do them no more. The bad life I used to lead, I leave them no more. All those bad things I used to say, oh Lord, I say them no more. That is a great change since I met God. Hallelujah. All the bad food I used to eat, I eat them no more. All the bad drinks I used to drink, I drink it no more. All the bad places I used to go, oh Lord, I go there no more. There is a great change since I met God. Hallelujah. All those bad dreams I used to dream, I dream them no more. All the enemies I used to have, I have them no more. All the bad people I used to know, yes, I know them no more. That is a great change since I met Jesus Christ. Amen. A great change since I met God. That's a great change. Oh, since I met the Lord. That is a great change since I met God. That is a great change since I met God.
Great change.
All those bad things I used to do, I do them no more. Thank you, Lord. All those bad people I used to see, I see them no more. All those bad things I used to say, I say them no more. That is a great change since I met Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That's a great
change
since I met
God.
A great change
since I met God.
That's a great
change
since I met God. That is a
great
change since I met God. All the failures I used to have, I have them no more. All the disappointments. appointment I used to have, I say I have no more. Of the bad dreams I used to have, I have them no more. That is a great change since I met Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. This is a
great change since I met God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to bless the Holy Sacrament this morning. In the name of Jesus. Breath of God, breathe on the water of the juice. Breathe on the bread that represents the body of Christ. Father God, breathe on it. Turn it from the natural, oh God, to the supernatural, oh God. Oh, Father God, turn it in. And Lord, as we take the Holy Communion, oh God, we ask, oh God, for your strength. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness. We surrender our lives completely and totally to you, oh God. Father, we thank you for the unlimited breakthroughs and blessings that comes through the Holy Communion. We invoke the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus in every single area of our lives. Father, touch each and every one this morning. You know what they stand in need of, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know they're going in and they're coming out. Father God, as they lift up their voices to pray, Lord, hear their prayers. Let their cry come unto thee. Hear my prayer, oh God. In the name of Jesus. But first of all, Lord, I just thank you for bringing us into that prophetic healing. In the name of Jesus. We thank you for victory that comes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us, healing us, delivering us, and setting us free. In Jesus' name, amen. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I have received of the Lord that which I also delivered unto you. That the Lord Jesus, on the same night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, thank you, Jesus, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Hallelujah. You may partake of your crackers and represent the body of Christ in Jesus' name. Manner he took the cup and he has something. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. You may partake of your water or juice and represents the blood of Jesus. Often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat up that bread and drink up that cup. But he that eateth and drinketh them unworthily, eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. But it's called many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. But when we are judged, if we will judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, care for one another. Any man hunger, let him eat at home, that he come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. Father, we thank you for the holy sacrament. We thank you for your strength. We thank you that we walk in your holy wisdom. We thank you, Lord, that we follow after your path. Thank you for empowering us. Thank you for speaking words into our lives of blessings. Thank you, Lord, for the prophetic Elam we have entered into, O God. Bless each and every family under the sound of my voice this morning. Bless the children, the spouses, the grandchildren, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, O God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we lift up our Sabbath offering unto you. We ask you to touch it and bless it in a special way. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for an overflow. We thank you for the sacrificial offering, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God. Thank you, Lord. Let it be used to bring glory and honor to your name, O God. We thank you, Father God, for your faithful servants, O God. Father God, those who do not relent but consistently, O God. Father, we pray, Lord, that we receive your Sabbath blessings also in the name of Jesus to an overflow. We thank you for walking, that we walk under open heavens, O God. We thank you for making the crooked places straight. We thank you for divine protection. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, breathe. We pray for fruitfulness. Bless the work of our hands, O God. Prosper the work of our hands. We thank you for the dominion mandate that we walk in, O God. We thank you, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we release the Sabbath day rest that we can rest in your presence. For in your presence, there is fullness of joy. We thank you for restoration. Even as we rest physically, there's things going on in our body being restored, regenerated. And we thank you for that resting in you this day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for families and unity and oneness, O God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for families that have lost their loved ones. We ask you, O God, to comfort them during this time. Father, bless each and everyone under the sound of my voice. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. The Lord keeps speaking. There's someone God spoke to yesterday. I don't know if you're here or not. Do not forget what the Lord spoke to you about. Your sacrificial seed has been on your mind, back and forth. A double-minded man is unstable. All you have to do is to go back to God and say, God, is this you? Is this for me? Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Glory, glory.
now double it for Christ.